Rishus Avi Mari. We're starting now to learn the halachas of brachas. First, to point out the chshibas of learning hilchos brachas. The Gemara starts off first the concept of osla hanis b'zeh olam b'lishim bracha. Rashi explains why. You have to give lahidus l'ish shabara. You have to give thanks to one who created balabatish. One concept. Second, the Gemara goes on further. It says, person has a na b'loy bracha mal. The carbon over here, and therefore, what should go do? Should go to Tamil Chacham to learn the Sugya, which Pashtus Bizmanas that means to join Allah Chabura. That's the means. Third thing, the Gemara goes on further and says the person who has a Nabalai Bracha, Ki'ilu Gezel Mekodesh Baruchu, and Knesset Yisrael, and brings down a positive of this Indian, Ki'ilu Gezel. Now, what exactly did you steal? The way how the Pashtus understand is, you stole the food. The way Rashi's Mechadish, Rashi's words are, you stole the bracha. You took away a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Frech the Ma'asho, you stole a bracha. Put the guesses on the food over here. Doesn't answer. The Imei Emes is another question. The Issid Mamash Mitzah, the Sugi of Gizelo, the Chura, it's one of the Zayim Mitzvahs. Even a Goy should have a Chiva making a bracha. And therefore, if they don't make a bracha, Chai Miso, and he's still to give them food as either the Issa Lifna Iver, Kasha. So the Paddis Yosef wants to answer both Kashas together with the Masho and the Imre MS. He wants to tell you that if you're talking about real Gzeil over here, good Kasha. Rashi says Gzeil is a Bracha, not Kashmias, Ruchnias. That's why he's not Shaykh to a Goy over here. Fine. That's why Rashi switched it over here. They do get involved upon Rashi. Is that true? Is there a concept of Gzeil something that's not tangible? Pashas Gzeila is when I have something that's yours. However, when I take something that's yours and I destroy what you have, you don't have it, but I don't have it, that's called Mazik. Mazik is when you don't have it, I don't have it. Gezel is when I physically have it. Therefore, the Ilm gets involved, is there such a concept as Gezel Shina? Someone's sleeping, you wake him up, everyone says it's Gezel. Why is it Gezel? If anything, it's Mazik. They get involved, is such a thing as stealing something that's not tangible? One, the rise of Gezel Shina, they discuss is Ararashi. You see something that's not tangible, a concept of Gezel. Again, look at the Paiskim, they point out no such thing as Gezel, but Gezel Shinoi. They say it's either Nos Devorim, or V'Aftalu Echa Kamoicho, or Tzah Balachayim. It's an interesting question, how did Rashi apply the get of Gezel, something that's not tangible that you do not have? Again, we see a third thing over here, the Yisod of Gezelo. A fourth thing, the Gemara goes on further, and says someone who does this thing, who makes a bracha, does not eat with, eats without a bracha, he's a Chavel Ismashchis. He's a chavah to Rav ben Nevot. What does that mean? Rashi explains, he's a chaytu machto. He himself to Nevera and caused other people to learn from him not to make a bracha. Rashi sounds like he's not going to make any bracha. The Birchas Abayi says, people make brachas, of course we know we have to make brachas. So what's the title of Shana Gemara is, and from the Suga, if the person says, I don't know the brachas exactly, the Suga that well, but everyone knows, but he have a shakal. There's what B'Semichan from the Zaynus, B'Semichan do an Adama certain times. Therefore, I'll say, what? Ain't Pesha, I'm not guilty of making brachas. On that, he's a choyto machto. People who not learn the Sugya correctly, he's a person who's not matriach to learn the Sugya, what the correct bracha to make over here. That's a chaver to Rav Ben Nevot. So we have all these ideas on choshev it is to learn, Oslohonis, Nilo, Gezel, Kadosh Baruch Hu, bracha. The ritual in Hilchos Brachos, he has a lachos over here. Perek Aleph, halacha Aleph, he starts off right away. Someone does not learn the lachos of Brachos, he's Mal Bekodshim, he is over here, Perek Ol Malchus Shemayim, he's Gezel of V'Imoy, and therefore he says, the first thing a person has to learn, the first thing you have to teach your children, the first thing you should teach Talmidim, Brachos. As you mentioned already Wednesday, the stipend letter, he says, Toi Meim Le'Maiso, and therefore when a person starts realizing how to learn correctly, what's the first thing to learn halacha l'maisa? Brachas over here. I always see another point that is very choshev to learn brachas, Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Lamed. You want to do something in Milah Chasido. What's the concept over here? Go learn the Sugya of brachas. Well, there are three options. One thing is brachas. Kama L'shai Tshuva by Osir Reish Beis of Kondom Beis. He brings down the Eli Rabbo and said, L'chura, what do you mean? It's Chasidos. Someone does not learn Hilchos Brachos, he's a Rosho. There's a chaver of Ben Avot, he's a rosh over here. So he brings down from the Kisrei Arizal that people say that they can pat themselves with Bracha of Shahakal. That's the case over here of being a bor, the son of Chosid. Avadi, you eat the Bracha, you take away the Sugil meal over here. But to learn the Bracha to make the correct Brachas, that's what they call the Chosid over here. So it's very Chosid to learn Brachas, that's the first thing you should learn. However, the Pir Gom does give you a warning, is that Psych over here, Brachas Zaruchim Vamukim. It's very tough and very deep. A falcon is a safer place of Shalayo. He starts in Inzak Dhamma. People think they know Brachas until they start learning Hilchas Brachas. Then they realize they do not know Brachas. Yeah, everyone knows the basic, in the Cheder, in the Yeshiva Tana, we all know the basics. It's not that simple. But it's very choshim, and you have to learn it. It's the first thing you have to learn. With that Akdama, let's start learning Hilchas Brachas. First thing is, Gemara starts off saying that we're the Makar for Brachas. That means we know the Abrech Sarishainis, the Abrech Achainis, six Bracha Rishainis, Hamoitzi, Mezainis, Eid, Sadomo, Shahakal, and Agofen, and the three Bracha Achainis, Bech Tamozin, Mein Shalosh, and Boyna Foshis. On our Mishnah, the Gemara says, Menoni Mili, on Bech Saperis, the person makes a Bracha over here. The Gemara comes out, Maskona, three different Makaris. The Gemara says first, we have a Pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim Hashem. Hilulim is B'loshin Rabim. You have to pray the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, say you have to make a bracha afterwards and beforehand. The Gemara says, Mikan Omer B'Kiva, Osel Odom Shiitam Klum Kodem Shivarech. Kiva says from here, that when a person learns, you have to make a bracha beforehand. In fact, the Achorinim, just read the Gemara one line after another. The Gemara says, how do you know both brachas before and afterwards? Hilulim. So the Bekiva, from over here, we know we have to make a bracha koidim, beforehand. The Gemara is saying, how do we know bracha achroina and rishoino? And the Bekiva is discussing, how do we know bracha only rishoino? So it says, Rishat, Pasha Pshat, Loz Mehor, it's Pshat, that the Ilam saw so the mission, Mem Dalad Oman Aleph. The mission over there says, what bracha achroina is at the Reisel? The Chum say, only in case of Birch Samozin. Rav Galmiel says, as brought down by us on Daf Lamavav, it's a case of Zayim Minim. However, Bekiva says over there, Ochel Sholak, still the loch is, you make a Birch Samozin. You eat anything, it's a Birch Samozin. For him, we do not need a Pasuk or Makar for the Brach afterwards, because it is a Dindaraiso of a Chalta Vesavoto. Therefore, Bekiva says, how do we know Kaidim? That's what comes to learn from Milulim, and that's the Makar from the Sugya of Brach Rishayno. That means we do not go like a kiva, therefore we need a pasuk before and afterwards. However, kiva l'shitasa says koidim for the bracha rishayin over here. Now, the Gemara goes on further and says, true, we have ilulim b'lashi rabim. However, first of all, we need a pasuk for achle v'hoda achile, you want to be poided. And second of all, you need it for the case of ton shiro, that's what needs chil over here. The Gemara discusses according to the Mandiyoma Netrevai, according to the Mandiyoma Karenavai. The Mandiyoma Netrevai, the Maisa one is extra. According to the Mandiyoma Karenavai, and if you have a case of Xerah Shava, also one is extra. And the Gemara says, what one is extra, put on the Bracha Achoino, and therefore we'll make a Kal V'Chaymer. Now the Gemara says, Bishloim, that's a case of Karen over here, by grapes over here. Had no other cases. So the Gemara says, by case of Karen, by the case of Chalo, the case of Zayis, you make a Bracha Achoino. Also have a Kal V'Chaymer for Rishayino. According to Rav Gamliel, who has Zayim Minim for Achroino, that's Gamliel Shito, but also the Bracha of before and for Achroino, make a Kal V'Chaymer for Rishayino. Just like you make a Bracha Achroino when you're Tzveya, also Bracha Rishayino is a college game. The Gemara heads off, so let's work it out. According to Mandama, Karenavai, the Maisa, maybe you have a Kasha or Dafka, these four cases, the Chayv and Mikurim, Karem Chala, Zayis, and Zayim Minim, everything else, how do you know? Leman, the Yomon, Netrevai. Fine, you come out of everything that is planted. By Boser, by Beitzim, by Dogim, how do you know? Come on, Limon, it says a third man, Mokom. It's Osloy, the Odom, Lohonis, the Odom, Lishim, Brocho. Explains Rashi. If you get something, you have to say thanks. Balabachi, you have to say thank you. That means at the end of the day, how many Makaris are there? The Kiva comes out, Hilulim. One Makar. A second idea over here is,
Even if you want to tell me that Hilulam, you have a kash over here, it really depends. According to the Mandi Omer that we say over here, Netir Vai, we can learn out everything Brach Rishayno, Mitzah Kal V'Chaymer, except Pasuv Dagum Beitzim, things are not planted. The Mandi Omer that says over here, that's by Netir Vai, Mandi Omer says Kerem Vai, Echnami, you can learn out either Zayis Chala and the case over here, Zayis Chala and Kerem, and according to Gemilah, you can learn out Zayin Minim. Everything else, we'll have the Svar over here. So at the end of the day, we do have certain cases you can't learn out from Kal V'Chaymer, each one onto their own sheet over here. That means we have to be different makaris, either Hilulim, Kal V'Chaymer, or the case of a Svar. Once we have the three different makaris, we have to declare, are these makaris a din derabbanan or din deraisa? Obviously, the Kamal and Afkamina had applied practically a Loch L'maisa, when as deraisa will be one category, once derabbanan have a different klal, how to handle with it. So first, mitzvah the sugya of the pasuk. Again, that's from Kiva Shito. Pashas, we do not pass like Rav Kiva. That birch samozin is deraisa only on lechem, not on other things. Therefore, put the pasuk to the side mitzvah the Kiva. Mitzvah the second Shito of Kal V'Chaymer. Is the Kal V'Chaymer a true Kal V'Chaymer? Is it a real Kal V'Chaymer over here? It's coming along Taisus, Daf Lamed Hey, he writes twice. Very clearly, the Kal V'Chaymer is lav Kal V'Chaymer gomeru. It's not a complete Kal V'Chaymer. By Raya, the Gemara Daf Chof Aleph by the Sugya of Abal Keri, over there come along the Rabbanon and say to make a birch samozin, that's a din deraisa, but bracha choyne lemaisa not to make a bracha. If it's deraisa, why not make a bracha? It's deraisa over here. And lemaisa toisus is clear that it's a derabbanon. Therefore, lav kav choyne gomeru. The choyne point out, but toisus not say why. That's the fact. The other we shouldn't bring it down. Toisus Rosh, he says why. After a person eats something, they had enough from it, and the derech of a person is to say thank you after they have enough. Mashen came before you get it, people understand why, they don't say thank you yet. So Abal Batish, and the Yisrael Shabbat Shekein Nena only applies afterwards, not before it. Lal Kavachim and Gomer. And therefore this Mahalach, that's only the Abonans brought down by the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rashbats, they say it's not a real Kavachimer. Atzal Hasheni on the page, Rabbeinu Chananel, everyone has on the page, at the bottom, on the Flamin Vav, he comes along and says over here, on the Flamin Hey, he comes along and says, no. According to the Mandi Omer of Kerem Vai, Deraisa Zayim Minim, according to the Mandi Omer, Netra Vai, what's Deraisa, Kol Gedule Karko, other cases, we have an idea of Svaro. By Nechanami, we have a Kavu Chaymer, it's a real Kavu Chaymer, Deraisa. So Machlokes Rishonim is the Kavu Chaymer, applying in a situation where it applies, again, each one onto his own shito, whether it's Kermavai and Netravai, is it Drabon Deraiso? Tosha says, the Roy Bisham says Drabonim, but Nechnal says, no, it's a case of Deraiso. Aye, Tosha has a kasha on Daf Chof Aleph, Val Keri, person does not make a bracha before, and it's a Raiso Drabonim. So, they sure wants a Taino, but Chlech Sasugis, Chlech Sasugis, Echnami. But the way that Slach has a Pirish over here, where the Goyin also has a Pirish on the Brachas, Daf Lamin, hey, the one time, what is the Kal V'Chaymer? For Bracha Choyin to Bracha Rishayna. Says the Goyin, Dai Lova Min Adin Lias Kinidoin. By the Bracha Choyin of the Jashir. Sviya. So therefore, the Bracha Rishayna will be a case of, when you plan to eat a Sviya, you have a Bracha Rishayna. That's the Raiso. Anything less than that will be the Rabbanon. And therefore, the Gemara and Dav Chof Alv discussing over there, not to make a Brachas, says it's Lach, eat Ma'at Ma'at, less than the Shir. You have to always eat a Sviya. You're less than a Sviya. That's the situation. Be'echanami, once you have a Kal V'Chaymer, and he ate the shear, according to Be'echananel, it will be a case of deraisa. But the case of either Zayim Minim, or things like Dula Karko. So come down, there is a machlokes in the Kal V'Chaymer, Drabon deraisa. Be'echananel was called deraisa, but most seem to go like Tais V'Shito, Lav Kal V'Chaymer Gomeru. The third man, I'm up to learn things out. We learn out all cases like Boss of a Dog in Ukudaimo. It's had the idea of Svaro. Now, this idea of Svara, Osla Adam Lohanas, the Olam Lishan Bracha, first of all, it's interesting. Where's it brought down in the Hilchos Birchas Paris in the Nois Kalim, in the Shulchan Aruch? So the Torah brings it down in Sim Mem Vav by Birchas HaShachar. Why do you have to make Birchas HaShachar? And he quotes our Gemara. But the Sugya Meir Brachas he quotes it by. It's not a Sugya Dafka and Birchas HaParis. It's the reason why we say every single morning, Shosli Kol Tarki, Meichem Tzadeh Gover, or Yisab Gura. Why? Because this Gemara quotes. Not sugin food, it's sugin beklalius. And over there it's brought down by Lavosh, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishnah Berurah, That's why you have Birchas HaShachar. Over here it's not brought down. Manyan. Fine, but Maisa, we have this Sfora over here. You can't have it known in this world without saying thank you. Is this Sfora a Dindarabon or Dindaraisa? So can you do what numerous times in Shas, when you have a Pasuk, the Gemara says, Kro Lomli, Svarahu. For example, we have a Sugya, Moitzi Mechavera Olavaraya. A Pasuk of Layigais. First the Gemara, why need the Pasuk for Svarahu? So we see Pasha Svarah is a Dindaraisa. Divo again come along with Neishua, but Osn Daf Laman Hei. Says, let's read the Sugya, says Svarah. Svarah is a Dindaraisa. Brachu Shem should be a case of a Dindaraisa over here. Taisis, the Chor, he has a Raya again from Balkari. That said, not to make a bracha rishayna. Now, Taisus only said that by the case of Kavu Chaymer, it does not say it by Svaro. It's not clear what does Taisus hold by the Sugya of Svaro. The Maisha, the other Rishayim do bring it by the case of Svaro. The Ra'ah, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rashbats, all of them are Daflam and Having down, just like we have a right from Balkari's Drabonon, who didn't Svaro is the only Din Drabonon. Maisha, find his Drabonon, how do you answer the idea of Svaro, Kro Lomli, Svaro, Svaro is a Din Deraiso? Says again in Slachovia by Osn Daf Lamed Hey, the idea of Kro Lomli Svarahu is a loch in Dinim, in Chashim Ishbot, a Pesh Osru, a Pesh Hitter, a Motzi Mechaver Olvarayo, to Mechadish Mitzvahs, Mechadish Gedorim over here, to Mechai person to make a bracha. We're not Dorish time Nikol Kul over here. We don't Dorish what should be done over here. We have numerous mitzvahs as Sichlis that brought down the Torah. Torah says that we do it now, we don't have to go do it over here. Livy wants a Taino, and he wants to I'll bring a Raya. If you tell me it's a sickness over here, what, a goy has to make a brocha? In fact, it's lach, goy makes a brocha. Came the question of Imre Emes. Elamai, we see over here that we're not mechayiv things based upon seichel, the Torah says it over here, to make a mitzvah we do it, otherwise we don't do it over here. Therefore, the svara is not, aizna svara, but it's only dindar abonon, not the dindar aiso. The way the base of Ephraim says over in Tshuva, it's not a true svara, it's a shvacha svara over here. So it comes out that again, there's machloks among the Paiskim, if this Svara is emesik a Svara or not, to make it a chalos of a deraiso, most Paiskim seem to say it's no, the right from again the Sugya Balkari is drapodon. Those more tiny to get of a deraiso. Aloch lamaiso, how do we apply the loch of brachas to make it practical to us? Come on, the Mechaber, it's been reish tes sif gimel. He speaks out very clearly that we Paskin brachas are drapodon. Mechaber says that way, Levush, Prima Godim. People go in the psicho over here right away. In the beginning, this psicho starts off. We paskin these brachas of the Maisa Dindra Abonon. Because a lot of Kabul Chayma Gomahu, because the Svara is not Mechadish us over here, Mitzvahs over here. Now, negate bracha chorino, Rechsa Mosin, that's the right so. Negate him ain't sholish, we'll have to get to Machlik, she's showing him in Reish Tess. Well, Maisa negate us, bracha we showing him the Dindra Abonon over here. Pasha get Taisus, and Ravi showing him. The Bnei Shur goes on further and says, even if you want Taino, that the loch over here is that Brach is deraiso, if so, let's be Machman Brach, it's self deraiso l'chumro. He says, over here on the side, Fakert, you have a Bayah, Brach Shein Tzricho, you're over the Issa, Loisiza Shem Ashov, and therefore still will come out to say the Klal, even if the deraiso is still Sovak L'kulo. So the Bnei Shur, you have no Raya against me that we have a Klal Sovak L'kulo. Maybe it's Dim Yuchan and Brach, besides you have a Chumro over here, as Loisiza Shem Ashov. So either way you go, whether it's Rabbonon or Raisa, we pass in Rabbonon. Even Tzad the Raisa, still the Maisa will be Mekel on Brochus. So again, so we went through one point, the Cheshivas of learning the Sugya of Brochus. The second point, we went through the Makor, the Machayev, Bikri holds the Rabbonon, Sav Rabbonon, the Maisa Lekulo. Third, the Locha Shaboy. We have the Mishnah that starts off, it says, all Birchs are Paris, the Locha is Boyer Priya Eitz. The Mechaber starts off, Kol Peres Ilon, Vorach Tchilo Bore Priya Eitz. What's the reason for that? So Bialocha Big Zal, he says, Mitzad Ekshuvim B'Yoyser, if we make a Vorach Mucheddes on these fruits over here, whether it's grapes or apples, G'daymo, to give Shvacha Shal Mokim, they've made so many things on the Shom Choshev over here. So, since it's a tree over here, it's Choshev B'Yoyser. Now who does he mean that Choshev B'Yoyser, where is he getting it from? Kula Sigin Daf Mem Aleph, Daf Mem Omen Aleph. The Gemara over there says it's different than vegetables, and over there you have to constantly replant every single year. Masha Enkin Paris, you take off the fruit, eat them, and next year it grows naturally by itself. Therefore, it's Chshuvim B'Yoyser, and therefore we have to give a special Shvach to these Paris to Elon, not make a bracha Bari Priya Domo, make a special bracha Bari Priya Eitz over here. coming to the Mishnah further, the Mechaber brings down, with an exception, chutz from the yain, you say, Bor Pi Agofen. Now, again, there's at least 20 different exceptions. The first exception over here is a case of yain. Now, what is the reason why yain can be a case that's different? Says Gemara, Adaf Lamehei, why is it different for? So Gemara Chora has three separate reasons why. But the question is, Maskono, what is the main reason over here? The Gemara first off saying, why Ishtani Liluye? It changes for the better. In fact, Gemara, so, Shemin, same thing. Why does Shemin not get a better brach over here? Why do they say, Bayer Pri Eitz? The Gemara says, second thing, because the case of Chamra, wine, is sod. Because it's sod, it gives you, satisfies you, it makes you feel fulfilled over here. In fact, Gemara, I mean, Apostolic, Yang Yisamach Lavav Enosh, Lechem Lavav Enosh Yisod, by Lechem Itzod. The Gemara ends up saying, to answer the Apostolic, has two things over here. It's the case over here of Sod and the Mesamcho. It's a Mesamecha person and also a Sod. Two different ideas over here. Go through each stage of the Gemara. First Gemara starts with saying, Kiv Nishtana Liluye. Change it to something better. How did it become better? Why is it better? We tap the Sod, we tap Mesamcha. We didn't get there yet. Why is it better over here? What was the Gemara's having that's better? We didn't even get as far as because it's Sod. Why is it better for? So if Neshu wants a Tain, it's better because we see it's on the Mizbeach. And Shem also by Menachah it's on the Mizbeach. That's how we know it's better. Slach says, that's why it's better. Ishtana Liluyeh. So the way how Maram Banet wants to answer, it's better because the Chor, why you plant grapes for? Api Iker. It's for the Yayin. So the Iker point over here, why is it better? It's not the grapes the main thing. The better thing is what you want is the Yayin over here. So Ishtana Liluyeh is why? Because that is the Iker what you want when you plant grapes. It's for the wine and not for the grape itself. So Shtani Luya is a chshivish inside the wine shabai. The Gemara Kasha, if so, Shemin, same thing. David the Gemara goes on further and says, inside it's soid. Now when the Gemara says soid, and the Gemara Kasha from the Pasuk of Mishlei, the Gemara is answering the Pasuk. But at the end of the day, why do you make a bracha for a bar pi agafen and yayin? Says the Mi'iri, you know why? Because soid, that's it, that's the reason. We have a Kasha of Pasuk of Mishlei, so we have to answer the Pasuk of Mishlei, it's soid of Mesamchai. But the reason why it's better, Maskono, says the Mi'iri, it's sod. Says it's Slach, you know what? It's sod. It satisfies the person. That's the reason over here. Asad HaShlishi, come along with Ben Yeno. He says, the Gemara's Maskono, he brings it down. He says, why? Because Yod and Mesamcho. Two reasons. You need both to have the Cheshivas over here. Yod and Mesamcho. There's a question. We see that in the Gemara. The Gemara's saying sod. We have a Kashin of Pasuk. We're answering the Pasuk. The Chuy, you're going to have to answer that once we see as two things, maybe it's two things. You need to have Yod and Mesamcho. You read the Graz and you read the Meshavruah, he says both. That means a simple reading the Gemara of Maskona is sword, like the Mi'iri and the Tzlach. Says the Meshavruah and the Graz from the Beni Yoyna, no, the Maskona of the Gemara, once we have two things, we need two things, that would be sword and Mesamcho. Go to Rashi the Mishnah. Rashi the Mishnah comes along and says, Mitzah the Sugah of Cheshivas. That's the reason why I say Bar Pi Agafen for. It changes mitzvah chshivas. Says the Prima Gunim, the simple reading of Rashi, Gemara's Havmino, Ishtani Liluye. It went better by itself. He wants a tiny Rashi holds the Maskona, the Gemara's even in the Ishtani Liluye. That's the Gemara's Maskona. I think Gemara Kasha Shemin. Gemara goes on further and says, Shemin's Be'etzim Achzuke Maskile. And the only time it's good is with a mixture together with a Nigurin. So we have no Makasha from Shemin. And Be'etzim Kiva Eger is Kasha. Why in the world the Gemara has Avakasha from Shemin from Kiva Eger? I imagine the Gemara says Shemin is not as good as Mazik a person. And even the people who want to tie in the Maskona of Rashi is Mitzad the Sugah of Cheshivas over here. Ishtana Yeluyai. It does end up saying the place Yod learns that's not Pshan Rashi. Rashi called it Cheshivas. What's Cheshivas? So the Mesamcha. Those two. But comes down the Maisa, where's the Makor for Yayin Boy Piagofen? Machloikis. Three options of the Maskona, the Gemara. Is it Mitzad the Sugah of only Sod? Tzlach? Is it Sod Emesamcho? Mishnah Berurah from the Graz? Or Mitzad the Sugah of Cheshivas? Ishtana Luyei? Which sounds like from Rashi over here. They do point out that you can start clearing, maybe based upon these reasons over here, that the Iska person is Manazeh, how exactly go make wine. They tell a person you have to buy special grapes Kashimati, you had to buy special grapes that are made from wine. If you go to the store and buy those grapes are made to be eaten, not made for wine. Anyone who makes wine knows that grapes are wine and grapes to be eaten. So the question is, those grapes that are made to be eaten, the juice comes out of it, maybe the ikka is the grape and not the juice. If our grapes should be a case of the wine that comes out, the juice that comes out, should be a case of shakel. Cain said, I see that Achronim asked the question, again, the sukkah of Schita on Shabbos, in Simen Shin Chof. Over there it says, Aloch is any juice that comes out of either wine, or shemen, or zayis on Shabbos, has a loch of Schita, and you cannot use it on Shabbos. It says, Sefer Klolim, that after, maybe in those days, when the grapes were made to have wine, the grapes in the store not made to have wine. It's not the ikatachlis over here. Therefore, the juice that comes out by itself, maybe it's mutter on Shabbos. So maybe the grapes, Bezman Chazal, I'm not sure if they're different grapes or not. But the Maisa Bezman Azar, our grapes in the store are not made for wine. If so, the juice that comes out, what bracha do you make? So Maisa the Chabur over here wrote a letter to Chaim Kanievsky and Rav Nevin Zal Avnei Ashbo. And they also the Maisa at the end of the day, you make a Bari Priya Goffin. The Kubi the Chor depends upon the Makor you're coming from. If it's the Yisrael over here, Shtani Luye, Achshivis, Rashi, start telling me the mice is made to be eaten, not to be a case over here of the juice that comes out. The mice, the Mishmur says, where's the Makara? Sor de Besamcho. Then they saw the Besamcho. At the end of the day, it did not make a difference if the grapes were made for wine, not for wine. Still, the mice, they make a very pure goffin. Therefore, come on the Mishmur, he brings down the Prima Godim, the Rosh Yosef, also over in the Sigur. Any grape that wine comes out by itself, you have grapes, wine comes out, the loch is you make a very pure goffin. Therefore, says the Pesachim, you have a plate with grapes on the table. Sometimes some leave it a couple of hours, some juice comes out. You pick up the juice you want to drink it, what bracha do you make? Upon the Meshibruah, upon the Prima Godim, the loch is you make a bracha bari priya gofen. However, it says the swam to be very clear, really depends. The person was eating the grapes, then had juice left over, the essence that's a sug of ikr and a tuffle. And therefore you would not make a bracha on the juice that comes out, because you already made a bracha on the grapes. The only time the Mishibur over here discussing that what flows out, you make a bracha, bari priya gofen, is only when you're drinking the thing that flows out. But if you're coming to make the bracha on the grapes, and argue something that came out, that's nichol sugya ikon tofel over here. They do this just as cause. Let's say you take a grape, you put it inside your mouth, you suck out the juice. Does now the juice that came out into your mouth, what bracha do you make? Is that a shahakal? Well, no. L'maisa, it's a Mishnah Berurah that says, any juice that comes out of the grape, shalokha bar piya gofen. So, this is Rabbi Shavah, and the Sheva Kossi and Shuvah Chelk Allah Paskin, the loch is Mishnah Berurah. Bar piya gofen. You take a grape, you just suck it. That means if you eat the grape, take it on top of it. But you just suck out the juice, bar piya gofen. L'maisa, there's a grass. And Sefer Berech Sarnanen, he come on the tainas that Bishlam is on a plate, he has this shame chshivas over here. It's choshev. But it suck it straight from the grape out into your mouth. It had no chshivas over here. And therefore will not have the locha of being wine by itself. It's only an extension of the grape. And therefore the locha is you would not make this broch over here. What? By a grape is machlekes in Mishnah Berurah, right? By a grape is machlekes, by other things you're allowed to. Grape is machlekes. Basically, we have machlokes. Most form the malachim, whether it's the b'chaim no and the early tzion and the pesachubis and the fire, all this come along in the tainu. When you suck it out, the lach will be. Also, you'll make a shackle over here. When you make a bracha eitz, make a case of shackle. Had no chshivas. So fine again. So we have over here first the mechaber says a lach of all periods make bar priyais. The second thing he says the exception is the case of yayin. Or third thing come along the mechaber and says. The loch by yain, you say, bar piya gofen, d'bein chai, bein mevoshel. Whether it's raw or whether it's cooked. Now, the Olim Sotah Beis Yosef is marach a little bit about this case over here, about chai mevoshel. And you see, b'esim, the two separate sugars over here, they get to the sugar of making a bracha, and they get to the sugar of kiddush. The Beis Yosef points out the two separate levels over here, they get to making a bracha, and they get to the sugar of kiddush. So first, they get to the sugar of bracha. When you have wine that's cooked, what's the loch? So the goinim, in the Shai Tshuva and Simen Dalet, he says, when you cook it, Maiso, there's a Mishnah in Truma that says it makes it worse over here, therefore you make a bracha shahakal. There's a riff in Tshuva that says cooked wine, you make a bracha shahakal. There's a rash in Tosis Ba'abasa and Dat Sarak Zayin, says you make a shahakal. He said, Ishtan Ligurusa, Now, who exactly is the Rash? Some call him the Rashbam, some say Rabbeinu Simcha, some say Rabbeinu Shmaya. But there's a Rash over there that seems to say the Loch HaShakol, Ritzgeyes, Maril, they come along and say it's a Loch HaShakol. While the Maisa, it went worse, I think more saying it comes better, and here it's worse, a case of Shakol. Instead of shading the Beis Yisrael as a list of Yishonim, it says, no, even though it's cooked, you still make a Baruch HaBar Priya Gofen. The first Mamokim to get us in the Sugun is Toysis and Daf Lamin Ches. He comes along and says, even after you cook it, his words are, Toiv Achabishul Kmo Koydim Lechein. It's just as good after it's cooked as beforehand. In fact, the Masham, whether in the back of the Gemara or whether in Shuvin Chele Gimel, but the Mishnah says not that way. The Mishnah says, when it got cooked, it gets worse. It's Gerus over here. By the case of Truma. So how is Taisha saying, after it got cooked, it just says good? It says in Masham, Pshat and Taisha, it's a simple Pshat. True, in the Milo of Yain, anyone's a buck of here, I understand the difference. But people who are Bekiyim tell me when wine is cooked, it's not as appreciable to the palate and to the goggling, whatever they do over here, and the taste. But in my negated drinking, it's just as equal. People can drink this as well as that. So what Taisha is saying, negate to the sugya of Shtiyo, it's just as well drinking before and afterwards. It might have lost certain milas that people appreciate more when it's not cooked, when it's a more expensive bottle of wine over here. But at the end of the day, negated drinking is just as even. There's no difference in negated drinking. And therefore, the Beis Yisrael has a list of Yishonim, Rabbi Tam, and the Ri, and the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Ritva, the Ran, the Rekech. You look around, there's over 25 different Yishonim, the Kamlum Paskin. The Locha is that when it gets cooked, negated the Sugar of Barucho, there is no difference. The Locha is Sai Ruah by Priyagofen, and Sai cooked, the idea is by Priyagofen. A Locha Lamaiso. And he starts off that way, very simple, by Chai, by Mavushal, therefore that's how the grass paskins, the Chayodom, the Kishchon Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan. Hagam, there is a Yaivitz, starts off the Simon over here and says, why not Chish for the Gainim Shito? There's a Riff and Tshuva, make a Shahakal, Yaitzim B'di Evid. The Shai Tshuva over here brings down upon a Miritz, wants a Mefakvik, why is that so over here? The Maisik you do it, that's not an Ogo. On all wines, whether it's cooked or not, the loch is, you make a case of Bari Priyagofen. The way the people want to explain the Yisrael of the Machlaikis, he said, let's go back to the reasons over here. You want to tell the Rashi Maskona, the reason is, it's had the Sugan Cheshivas, Ishtani Eluyai. Here, when you cook it, it gets worse. And therefore, wants Taino, there might be a Rashi somewhere. It says, you make a Bracha Shakal, it's Lishitosai. But if you hold the loch, it's had the Sugan Sod Mesamcho, whether it's cooked or not cooked, it's Sod Mesamcho. Therefore, the loch is you should make Bari Priya Gofen. We Mishbrua Paskin Sodom and Samcha. Therefore, we make a Bracha Bari Priya Gofen. Now, there are those who get involved with maybe what's pasteurized wine. Newest wines are Mavoshal, but besides those that are not Mavoshal, they're pasteurized. They cook them to kill the Chardakim, to kill the germs inside. Is that Nichol in the Shal of the Geita, the case of Bishal? So, Mishal Mazalman Shuva, Nichel Galav, Nichol Shloimah. The stomach and chelke says no. In this case, if it's dry bottle of wine, even if they did pasteurization, since it's not nicker, not in the taste, nothing around over here, no chesaron at all accused there, lukuli amli make a bracha bari pia gofen. That means I heard the oil and the chabur one in the tumul that there's no reason to be machbiz man zek, they pasteurize all wines. No, not totally zeb is there. Pasteurization does not make it, at least the stomach and shalom azam says not make it worse. I know the oil will argue the point. But they say it does not make it worse. L'kuli amo, we make a bracha bari priya gofen. The whole shal daku, it's real bishul over here. And then l'maish, and the day still the mishabru and the paiskin paskin like roiv yishayim. The loch over here is they make a bracha of bari priya gofen whether it's chai or whether it's mevoshul. That's negate to the sugya of bracha. Negate to the sugya of kiddush. Come with Beis Yisrael points out it's a separate sugya. Another reason why to machmer. That means they point out those who machmer are the sugya of bracha shahakal. That means we have the Rash, and we have the Shai Tshuva, and we have the Rif. Certainly by Kiddush, you're not Yotzei Kiddush that way. That means anyone's Machma by Bracha, you're Machma by Kiddush, and do not make Kiddush on something that's Mavoshal. It's a Bayah, Bracha Vatola Kenzain. However, those who are Mekel over here, there's no reason what he Machma in Kiddush. Come on, the Rambam, he says Kiddush has to be something that's really the Nasach Agabi Mizbeach. Ramban, the one time something is really to be put upon the Mizbeach, the Loch is Negeti Mizbeach. If it's cooked, you cannot put it on top of the Mizbeach. Therefore, no reason why he machmer in Shabbos. Over there, come on the Mechaber, In Siman Ayin Resh Beis Sif Tes, he has two shitas. Here he brings down the Lachas Dagofen. Over there is a stam to be makel. The Yesh Oyvim Rabam Shito. It's on the Sugi of Kiddush. Be machme and not to make Kiddush on something that's mevushal. On that, Lamaisa, how do we pass him? Kamal Lemeshivu and says, if they're shoven, you have two ones in front of you, and one you do not appreciate more than the other, they're both even over here, Echnami, take a Kiddush. Make Kiddush something that's not mevushal over here. Why? We have the Rabam Shito. That means the Olam seems to take things that are mavushal, I guess because they have in front of them things that they appreciate better, they like it more, they like malaga, they like cream red, or whatever it is over here, or they like grape juice that's cooked over here. Otherwise, you have two things in front of you. Then we have two reasons why to be machmeru. One mitzvah the sugya of bracha, one mitzvah the sugya of being nasach gabe yayin. The Olam does say over, you want to get the chumra to get to Kiddush. Sai mitzvah the sugya of bishul, sai mitzvah the sugya of putting in wine inside, putting sugar inside. And you do not want to use a case of grape juice. So they say the Rosh Matuk wine of Kedem has Maisa both wine, both Milas. I think it's a thick bottle of this class. I actually went to the store last week, they didn't have it over here. Most stores Maisa have it. That you want to buy something, the Chum over here, which most people say tastes just as well. You get a wine that's not Mavoshal, has no sugar inside. But again, that's not our Sugya. Our Sugya is negated to Brocha. Brocha, Mishbua Paskins, Mechava Paskins, whether Mavoshal or not, we make a Brocha by Priya Golfin. Come along with the Mechaba further. It brings down the case of Kunditoin. Kunditoin says the Mechaba is a case of Dvash, the case of Papalim. Mishbu explains it's a third of honey, a third of wine, a third of Papalim and peppercorn inside. You have a whole mixture inside. The loch is to make a bracha by a priya gofen. The Ramah brings down a similar case, another mixture over here, a case of Yayin together with Sheikhar. And the loch is you go after Roiv. Now, the Olam Tain is that you should not never mix wine and beer together. It's not healthy. You get sick. It doesn't taste good. Put that to the side. Let's go what it says over in Shulchan Aruch over here. And they put wine and sheikha together. And they go after the sugya of Roiv. So before we get to the obvious question, the Mechaba seems to go against the Ramah. The Mechaba says we have a third and a third and a third. The loch is you make a bar piyag often. Yet the Ramah says we have Roiv. And therefore you have Roiv sheikha, you make a shakal. The Mechaba Ramah does not seem to really add up one after another. The first 3 points in Yain and Sheikhar, with the Mishmur brings down to the standard, what's going on over here? First point, speaks out the Mishnah Berurah. We have a lacha negeta all Yisurim, a bitul b'shishim. Everyone knows you have chazer, falls inside something that's shishim, it's bottle. Negeta wine, so lacha will get a simon reish dalad, it's mavotel inside water, inside a sixth. You have, let's say, one fifth of Yain. Beseder, it's wine. You have 1/7 of Yain, it's bottled inside the water. Until a sixth is Yain, once it goes past the sixth, it's bittul. Like we have a bittul of Shishim by Yain, we have a bittul by Shai Yisroom, we have a bittul of a sixth by the case of Yain together with Mayim. So you get a bittul over here. In fact, the Nice Kalim over here is saying a bittul b'roiv. Yain and Sheikh is roiv. The Lachan Reish Dalet. The bittul is the case of a sixth. How do you put the two sugyas together? So the sign of the Mishbu and sign of the Bialocha brings down the Goyin Shito. And the Goyin Echnami disagrees with the Ramah. How can you Ramah say it's a case of Roiv? We have the get over here, the case is a sixth. 1/6 inside. And the Vakamal the Goyin says, no, the Loch is, it depends. If the Sheikhar is a case over here until a sixth, the Yain is a case over here, be Iker. Once the case is more than a sixth, then the loch will be you go after Sheikha and make a case of shackle. That means Kamal Nagoin the August on the Ramah over here and says it's on the sugya of bittul, you have to have 1/6 until the sixth aloch is yayin. Boy Pia Goffin. And therefore the Bialocha ends off 1/6, not 60th. Again, this bittul with Shari Surim. And here's a case of yayin and mayim. Shari, now, there is, if you be clear, if you read the Mishnah slowly, Machlok is Taz among Avram and Reish Dalid. 1/6 is dafka yain and mayim, or is it only those two, or yain and shamashkin? That's seven machlokes, taz shach mogen avram. But Mishmuel says, let's discuss over here cases 1/6. Maisa the Mishmuel ends off saying, la'loch la'maisa should be choishish for the goyin shito. Bi'alochi says, it's al sugar bracha rishayno. If you make a bracha by pir gofen, that's something that's shahakal over here. That's incorrect. However, you can make a bracha shakal over here, and that'll be Yitzhak case of Bari Priya Gofen. Therefore, negate a bracha rishonis, it'll be chayshish, and make a bracha shakal. The get a brocha achorinah, he says, you have a big baya. Ala gefen is not yetzah b'nefoshes. B'nefoshes is not yetzah ala gefen. What to go do? Said drink another cup of wine. You have a baya, but it's ala gefen. He's choshesh. Does get involved with the yekul l'sugya of reish dalid. What happens when you be mozik something inside that's not as strong, maybe less than a sixth, maybe it's a fifth, maybe it's a fourth. You have to learn the sugya of reish dalid. What the loch over there is. If a dech put wine inside, dech to put shecher inside, when our wine is not as strong as their wines. That means he brings down the goyin, it's choshesh for the goyin. We have machlokes over here, paiskim, is to get a roiv or a sixth. Atzad Hashanim B'Yalocha says that those who go like the Amar, roiv, the grass passing in this way, the Chashulchan passing the get over here is roiv. How do you answer that? The Chorja Stira, which says the Reish Dal, which is the Ramah, which says the Reish Beis over here, which is the Ramah. We want the Machalik, if the Derech to put things inside, everyone knows we dilute wine with water, that's the Derech. When it's the Derech to make a case of Bittel, is it till a case of a six, more than that'll be a case of Bittel. So it's not the Derech, then we go after the Sugya of Reif. So again, so one point, Yain and Sheikha, do we pass on this Ramah, but together the sixth, Mishmur is Chayshish. A second question over here is what Sheikh are we discussing? What Bureau are we discussing over here? Read the Beis Yosef, he brings down the Tashbats. He said the Sheikh, the case of Sheikh Ta'inim, fig beer. What that is, maybe the Mekim can tell me. We have fig beer over here that the Magar Ron brings down the B'Shem HaShach, which the Olam points out, we don't have a Shach, we lost the Shach. The Shach says the Lachavi is Dafka case of fig beer. Now, he says anything that's not fig beer, the loch will be mavotul miyad right away, because the makalkal over here is being nifted over here. This gedra of dafka sheicher, the dafka tainim, the grass goes this way, the chayodim goes this way, the archashulchan goes this way. They say that, like the magarom, dafka sheicher, to be the loch is roiv, but the case when sheicher made of figs. The magarom be'etzim, the chronim, we look at the magarom, he sends you to Reish Dal, which really is asking a kasha upon himself. In Reish Dal, they come along and says, the loch over here is that we say 1/6 is a case dafka by mayim inside yain. Mash engin shar mashkin, what's not tishit is shar mashkin. We need even a higher percentage to mevatel it. A higher percentage. Over here we're discussing shar mashkin. We need less of a percentage. First, the people going to mishpul b'gizan the bi'alocha. Look where the steel over here is. Shar mashkin better than water or worse than water? In Reish Dal, the Magen Avraham is saying it's different than water. It needs a higher percentage. He's saying it needs less of a percentage. So Bi'alocha brings down the Pirim Golem's Teretz, you want Tainas Chilik, where that falls in Bedas or Memelo. He points out, read the Tashbat slowly, that's not true, that's not the Chilik over here. And therefore he wants the Mechalik, whether it's a Derech to put something inside or not. That's his Maskono. He wants a Taino that the Aloch over here, we need 1/6, that's the case when it's a Derech. When it's not the Derech, then we go after Raiv. Because it's not a case of tough love here, when it's not the deck put inside. That's how he wants to answer the Magen Avraham. The Maisel, Mishmur disagrees with the Magen Avraham. He points out with Lavosh over here, Pasha seems to be the Taz that way, and the Ramah says, not to Mechalk, whether the case over here is Sheikher, of all Sheikhers, or Ta'inim over here. So it comes out, we have a second Machlokes over here. What Sheikh we're discussing? Magen Avraham said, Dafka Sheikh of Ta'inim. Mishmur says, we're discussing all Sheikhers over here. A third point, the Taz over here gets involved in the Sugin Ikin Atafel. Now, it's not really a Sugin over here, we'll have to get to, back to Barichas. There's a very important site that people start off from our Taz over here, building upon the Mechaber Ramah. He starts over the Kasha, the Sugin of Chala and Simon Shinchov of Dalin. Over here, we have a mixture of Chita with Oyrez, Oyachayim and Chala. Oyrez, rice, not Chayim and Chala, not the Heiminim. We have a mixture of those two things together. What do you go after? Go after the sugya of tam. If you still have the tam of chita, you have to mafish chalo. Don't have the tam of chita, not to mafish chalo. Over here, come on the Ramah, and the Ramah says, you have a case of yain and sheikha, what do you go after? Roiv. So, why in one sugya we're going after tam, and one sugya we're going after roiv? Why one over the other? What's the reason over here? So the Taz answers, and the Shaitzim, the Sifkon Yudalat says, Ke'imza, points out like the Taz, that really depends. When you have a Torah and a Chiv in front of you, you can go after Roiv, because what happened to Yechiv? How do you pat your Yechiv? Let's go after Roiv. But you still have a Chiv in front of you, how do you take care of it? Mashiach, can you have two Chivim over here, and one be Tofel and be Nichel inside the Chiv over here, then we say the Sigil of Iker and Tofel, then we'll go after Roiv. as the Pirkei Avot points out and explains, is Apilomdis, what's stronger, the sugya of Roiv or the sugya of Tam? What's better over here? So he points out the sugya of Roiv called Bilas called Achabal. How do you know it's your father? Api Roiv. Api Roiv, therefore you get a case of Sreifa, get skill over here. Roiv will give you a get a mamash skill of Sreifa. Tam ki ikril in the sugya, said the Prima Godim, as you get a kein chati shir. Sugya of chati shir. Says the Prima Godim, Roiv is always better than Tam. Roiv is get a skill on Sreifa, Tam is a get a kein chati shir. So Roiv is more over here. Therefore, the loch is, you cannot go after, that's which go after Roiv. Vaychalei can't go after Roiv, because what happened to Yechiev? You go after Tam. But you can go after Roiv, but one being nichel inside the other, one's a tuffle to the other, when you make a bracha on one, the other one's inside that, you have the bracha on one, the chal the other one together, then we go after, we want to go after Roiv over here. So again, we have a Yisrael from the Taz, the Roiv is more important than Tam, except when you have a Chiev and a Ptur, then you have to go after Tam. Otherwise, you go after Roiv, we have a Chiev in front of a Chiev. Now, the Prima Godim points out how to understand the Taz, and it really sounds like he's asking Akash to side over here and say this Psicha. What happens? You have two things, Yain and Shecher. There should be two Chiyuvim, but let's say one's a Chiev and one's a Ptur. How do you have that? Very simple. You drink Shecher, made a Shakel already. Now you take this Kunditoin, or some mixture of Yain and Shecher mixed together. Now the question is, do you make a Brocha Argofen? Or do you make Shakel? No, you already said Shakel and Shecher. To make no bracha. So now the question, you have a chiyuv versus a ptur. Says the Prima Godim, it sounds like in the Taz, in that case, when you have yain and shecher, roiv shecher, what's the locha? Still make a bracha, a gofen. Because you did not take care of your chiyuv over here. That's just his oral point upon the Taz. He says, the maestro, that's not true. I didn't hold that way. Kamarayis, we'll get to it, quotes among Avram, others. So it could be either he's saying Pshan the Taz or he wants to argue the Taz, but it comes down when you have two minim that are chiyuv. Agam is not making bracha right now, but you have two minim that are chiyuv, one's nichel inside the other. Mitzad the sugya ikir and tofel, therefore one has a chalais one side or the other. But it points out again, we have the side over here that the ikir roiv beats tam, that's it, what we really want over here. And therefore the ikir and the tofel, tofel is part of the ikir over here. So first, mitzvah sugya shiboy, we have 3 points in Yain and Shecher. Number one, we have the point of the Ramah, the pasuk like the Ramah, that says Roy, the Goyin argues, says get is a sixth, which was chosh for it. The Ramah Lamaisa says get is Roy, Aleph. Second is Dafka Shechel shall ta'inim or not. It's machlekes, gdala achroinim. The Ramah will say Dafka Yain shall Shecher. Shecher shall ta'inim, ma'ashenkein the Mishnah Berurah. Third question, what's the avon over here is? The Taz gets a vali, he said it's Roy, is better than Tam, and I'll Schiv B'Chiv. Once we have these Avonah, the 3 points over here in the Mishnah Berurah, let's go back to the question we asked beforehand. Kuditoin is a case of a third and a third and a third, a third Vash, a third peppercorn, and a third wine. Mixed together, the Loch is make a Gofen. The Mos says, Yain and Sheikh go after Roiv. Quotes is Stira. This the words. Avada will have to explain why it's not. But the words are, one time going after Roiv, make a Gofen. One time you have Roiv that's not wine. Kundito, we're saying make a case of a golfin. So again, we'll have to get to the sugya of Ikar Tofel and Reshit Beis, but there's a Yisrael over here. A Berkut Twin Lunda Sugya says over here, I heard a Reuben say it over numerous times this concept. Say it over Kitzer, and look at the Prima Godim over here in the Psychi says it. Mishmua seemed to say the same point over here also. To get to Ikar Tofel, there really are 2 questions always. First, one question is, what are you eating? If you could tell me what I'm eating, or what the other min is coming to enhance, to affect, to give it taste, then I know exactly what I'm eating. Then there's a second shlav over here. What am I eating? I'm eating both. I'm eating both, then we go after Roiv. Let me just explain it with Akasha. The Gemara Daf Lamed Vav Amud Bet says, a person has kol sheyesh boy by the hey minim, the bracha is bari minim mezainis. Even if it's not Roiv, mezainis always wins out. Yet we have a mission daf Dalit that says you have something in Meliach, you have a case of pas. The pas come to help out the Meliach. What's the locho? You yaitse with the Meliach and not the case of the pas. You don't have to make a bracha on the pas. Pas is called sheish boy, has a minim, and the ik is the Meliach. It says, let's say you have a herring and you have a piece of bread, and the herring is very, very salty over here. You have the bread over here just to make sure it doesn't hurt you, the saltiness over here. What bracha do you make? Only the herring, not the bread. Why? Kol sheyesh bo over here. So again, because the answer l'chur is, first, you can tell me what I'm eating. If I'm eating maliach, I make a bracha the maliach. The other thing is to help out the second thing, that avad is a tofel. When you tell me I'm eating both, then we go after kol sheyesh bo. You go after roiv first. And says the Pirim Gadim, when you go after roiv, in roiv, kol sheyesh bo beats roiv. But it's not beat what I'm eating. It means we have to discuss what I'm eating. The second shlava, I'm eating both. Then we discuss roiv, and kol sheyesh bo beats roiv, says the Pirim Gadim. But kol sheyesh bo does not beat what I'm eating over here. I have to decide what I'm eating. L'moshel, everyone discusses. The case of, standard case is schnitzel, right? What bracha do you make on schnitzel? What are you eating? So let's assume it's a regular piece of schnitzel, not just very, very thin, and there gets a crust. The standard case is schnitzel. You have flesh over here. You have meat over here. Everyone's eating schnitzel. Either crumbs on top is a mezonos, kol sheyesh bo, because no one will tell you you're eating the crumbs. It's breadcrumbs. Mezonos, kol sheyesh bo. That's not what you're eating. You're eating the flesh over here. So we know exactly what I'm eating over here. That's the ikker. Everything is enhancing it. The way how Reuben says over always, you have to stand, no one will tell you when you put spices inside food and the spices are mezonos, the lach is you make a mezonos. A spice is a tofel, it's come to enhance the food. Now the question is, when you switch a spice over to being something that you're eating? So the Reuben, for example, you put croutons inside a soup. What is that there for? I come to eat it? Or come to enhance it? He says, most people, the croutons is a spice. It's a thick spice, it's a big spice. Might be big croutons. So they start clowning kids that have the ikir, the croutons, they have a little bit of soup inside. Echnami, yishlodin. But the ikir, what's a crouton? Is a spice. What's the breadcrumbs? Is a spice. Everyone understands spice will never, the spices will never be the ikir over here. Only to enhance something over here. Just certain things are bigger spices. How far to take it? But Berkut says over, I hear, come on, every time he gives a shiur about ikir and tofel, he says, how far to take this chiddush over here, which yishlodin, a person eats a chocolate covered raisin. What bracha do you make on chocolate covered raisin? He says, well, it depends. If you want the chocolate, that's the ikka, and that raisin enhances the chocolate, you make shahakal. If the ikka is the raisin and the chocolate enhances the raisin, you make the bracha of eitz. If you want both over here, then you have to take out your ruler and go after roiv. Fine, but it really depends. A big chiddush by case of that. By saying how far to decide, what are you eating, what's enhancing one to another. Then it comes back to our sugya over here, and again to kunditoin. Mishmur is very clear what's happening over here. The ik is the wine. You come to flavor the wine. That means you have all these flavored wines you buy in the store. What brach do you make? The ik is the wine. Everything just to give it flavor over here. Be a third of honey and a third of papal and peppercorn, which I have no idea what that is. Whatever the flavor over here is, the ik is the yain. Everything to enhance that. Then you can make a brach by priya gofen. Mash enkin, when you have yain and sheikh, be mixed together. I want both. I want beer, I want wine. Then we'll go after roiv. I mean, you have to find, if you know we're eating, we make a bracha on that. When I want both, then we go after roiv. If it's mezonos, kol sheyesh bo over here, then you go after roiv. The last thing to speak out is the basis of being down the case of a rupi. Rupi is very simple. It brings down the Orchas Chaim, and the rupi will make a bracha of shakal or pashnu. A rupi. Now, what is a rupi? A rupi. What is a rupi? Good question, right? What is that? So, the Gdolei Achronim discuss what exactly is a rupi. The way how the Knesset Gdolei, in his first tshuva, at the end, he says a rupi is basically you put in some white powder inside this wine over here. Therefore, it does not let it to ferment. It stays very sweet over here. It cannot get any alcohol content inside. Put white powder, whatever you want to say white powder is, you put it inside, and therefore it cannot ferment. That's his pshat. The way how the Pichodesh, Ben Ishchai, Murikash, they say different pshat. They say the side of a rupi is, basically you take this juice, the wine over here, this grape juice, and you congeal it, either through a case of bishul, you make a very thick mass over here like dvash. So one malach, either you make this very thick mass over here like dvash, or you make in a case, situation where it cannot ferment. The way how the Chidor, when he brings down this pshat over here, and the Kavachayim, by us, the Chidor and the Kavachayim, then we put the two pshatim together. They say it's really one case over here. I said two different things. So the chidah is really one case over here. Dain Weiss and Shuman Chalachetz gets involved. Is it two different shlavim? Is it two different cases? Is it machloikis? He wants a time there's no machloikis over here. Basically, there's two shlavim. There's one shlav is first you put in white powder. Do not let it ferment over here. Now, once you cannot ferment it, then they cook it, and it congeals into a thick mass. So, first we have this arupi over here. They seem to have two stages to it. Shall it be a machloikis or not a machloikis? But we have one again stage over here. We put something inside that cannot ferment, cannot come places. And we have a second stage where you cook it, and therefore it congeals to a thick mass. With these two things, we have to apply it now practically, these two levels over here. Aloch l'maiseh, what to go do with it? The first case, let's say you take grape juice. You put it inside these little containers, you put it in the freezer, and it congeals, comes solid ices. Solid ices. What bracha do you make on grape juice that turns into ices? Is that the case of a rupi? Do you make a shackle upon it? Coming with tzitzli as in shuvah nechelik gimel, itainus, that's mamish a rupi. It's a thick mass, it came to ice over here, and therefore grape juice that you freeze, shackle. You be oimer, bavosner, shakal mayer. The article that commonly paskin, this mamish a rupi shackle is a thick mass over here. It's not a liquid, it's solid over here. I tell Sheni, they bring down this question of Moshe. Shlomo Zalman said before, Shkemora, yayin shekorish, lochas you make a rocha bar pi agofen. Maybe yishlechalik, by the liquid, when you put in the regular temperature, or this ice, you put in the regular temperature, turn to liquid. Mash enke in the situation of when you have a thick mass over here, won't turn back to the case of liquid. And therefore, there are those, Liashev, and Shev Kosim, Chaim Pnevsky say, no, in case of these lollies, or these ices, ice pops, made of grape juice, the one time the broch is a gofen. Therefore, look among the svarim, what the loch of these lollies, or these ices, are machlokes among the svarim. Do you take the seed of a rupi or not? And say, therefore, the loch is a case of shahakul, or the case of a gofen. Save a shire broch, and one say, maybe it's machalik, whether it's been cooked or frozen. He says, why should that be chalik? He's not sure why. It's all in. And therefore, it's not clear, based upon a rupi, what broch do you make on these ices. Maestro Olam tells me, in general, most people do not make it mostly with, over here, a case of grape juice. They usually put in a lot of water inside to dilute it. Usually it's a case of bitter over here. And most times, it's not practical in this case to make anyway a case of shackle inside the amount of water that's inside this grape juice over here. If you take real grape juice and you freeze it, it's not that simple what bracha to make. But the ikashel of the Sram discussed negate rupi is negate to our grape juice that we're going to involve, can it ferment or not? That means first, the Beis Yosef brings down a Rashba that says before Shikimora in Barbasa, that's not Zayin, it says, Rova, Seichik Odom, Eshkol Shalonovim, you have a cluster of grapes that you squeeze out, and wine comes out, you make Kiddush Hayoyim. That means wine, grapes, that juice comes out, freshly scooped grapes, Loch, you make Kiddush, and of course you make Kiddush, it's Bari Priya Gofen. So it's not a Shiloh that if you have freshly squeezed grapes, the loch is by Priya Gofen. That's simple, that's the Gemara. How the question is, what about negate our grape juice? So let's first go with a certain metzias they say over, is that first, they squeeze out grapes, they put inside of it some sulfurites, some sulfur inside, make sure it did not ferment, because the harvest season is only a couple of weeks, they squash it, a lot of the juice over here, they not want to ferment, and then they bottle it over time. Otherwise, you'll buy wine or grape juice that's on the shelf, it's after for months, it'll turn into wine. You won't have grape juice over here. So what do? They put inside of it some powder, white powder or any powder, what they're putting inside exactly, that makes it cannot ferment. Therefore, Min Chesitzchok has a tshuva in Chalaches, he says he's ahead of Adatz, he gives Ashkocho on grape juice, you make a brocho by Priya Gofen, and the Godel Echod was mafachvik upon it for two separate reasons. And who the Godel Echad is, I heard from the people, the Shmuz, who one big Godel that he has to deal with, that says, your grape juice should not be a case of a Gofen, and therefore you cannot make Kiddush on it, and therefore you cannot use it for Lelo Seder. You read the Tshuva, he has 2 points over there. You come to answer this Godel Echad. One is, it won't be our Sugya, the Sugya Reish Dalit, that seems over there, they used to make grape juice, they used to take out all the water, concentrate it, and only a quarter of the grape juice is left behind. And afterwards, before they bottle it, they put inside, or when people buy it, they put inside a lot of water. And therefore, mitzad sugya putting in a lot of water, the gadol echad wants a tiny of a baya reconstituting it, and baya the sugya bittel over here, And therefore, it should be a case of shakel. Now, that means if you have a case over here of concentrate grape juice, and you put water back inside, what's the halacha? That's one question, which they say over there, so they don't do that anymore. America, I'm not sure what they do, but that was one big tumult against the Badats, that the case over here is they're concentrating the grape juice, taking out the water and putting back the water. Put that sugya to the side. The second sugya the Gadol says, the sugya of a rupi. Rupi says, you put in something, not let it ferment over here. Don't let it ferment to brought the shakel. Can't make kiddush. The law over here is, you can use it for the halal seder. So come along with Dain Weiss and says, that's not pshat in the rupi. He goes through what the sugya being down, the different makaris for it. Is it two cases or one case? He comes along and says, we have a tshuva saran, we have a knesset gedolah in tshuva, and barachai. He wants to tighten up, first of all, the two shlavim. It's very clear. One shlav, we put the powder inside. We're making the case that over here cannot ferment, and that everyone agrees it's still a goffin. In the second shlav over here, where after it cannot ferment, then they cook it over here and turns a thick mass. The reason why the Orchis Chaim says we do not make a bracha goffin, it's cooked, bishul. We know it's machlokes among the Rishonim, the Goyim, on bishul, do you make a bracha? So therefore, in a rupi, come along and say we do not make a bracha goffin, only shakel. We can have the sugar bishul. We halacha la'maaseh do not pask in this way. We pask in bishul. We make halacha of hagofen over here. Therefore, it's not a problem. It's not a sugya of bishul. That's why it's very good. It's not poured down the shulchan aruch. No, it's a kelim arupi. Because it's only bayam. It's not a sugya of bishul. We pask in bishul. We make a bracha bar pi hagofen. Agam kimur. We read the base yosef slowly. After you bring down the sugya of bishul, they make a gofen. Bring down the Orchis Chaim and says upashru. Not close who's saying upashru. The Orchis Chaim saying upashru or the base yosef. But they should say it's poshnu, where it sounds like the bayah is not mitzvah the sugya bishul. But actually, the way that Dain Weiss wants to taino, that anything that cannot ferment, the loch is the mice you make a goffin, no problem. A rupi, that's not the problem of a rupi. The bayah of a rupi is bishul, and bishul is paskin on goffin. But our grape juice, that's not the sugya over here, not the bayah not able to ferment. Shlom Zalman also in Shuvan, Chelk Aleph, Sim Dalet, comes from a different avenue. He points out, Lachura, why do you make a goffin? We said from the Mishbura, that the reason is yain is mesamcho and solid. Is grape juice mesamcho? Pasha means alcohol content, makes you high. It's not mesamcho. Solid, lucha among the svarim, is it solid, not solid? So why in the world would make a bracha by pure goffin and grape juice? The Gemara says you can. Why are you doing that for? Since it can get to that stage, even though it's not there at that stage right now, the lucha is you make a bracha by pure goffin, it has the potential is very important, has the potential to come to Bar Pi HaGofen. What has the potential? Has that Milo? I, says the Shlomo Zalman, took away the potential. And let's say it cannot ferment anymore. Once it has the potential, that Milo, it keeps that Milo. Says the Shlomo Zalman, once it has that potential, Agami took it away through putting in different sulfurites inside. But Maisa, even though it never got there, but since it had that potential, it keeps the Milo and make a bracha Bar Pi HaGofen. Therefore, they bring down, Rav Moshe says, even if it cannot turn to wine, so Bar Pi HaGofen, Rav Voz and Maisa Shuva this way, and others go, Rav Falk, pass this way. Asana Sheni, there's a Henkin, the Yasinus question, and numerous form bring down from Yashiv, Sefer after Sefer, that he and Maisa, he's about pulled to the Dain Weiss, Tain is, Sugav Rupi, we cannot ferment. The Locha is, does not have the Milo of getting to the stage of being Mesamcho, which again you can get involved with the Maskan, the Gemara is. You learn the Sugis only of Sod Yishlod. But the Mice at the end of the day cannot be Mesamcho. Therefore, the Locha is, you make a Bracha Shakel on any grape juice. Make a Bracha Shakel. Buy grape juice in the store, make Shakel. And therefore, you cannot use it for Kiddush. You cannot use it for the Lelaseid over here. And therefore, the numerous forming down to Machlokes, Yashiv versus others. What the bracha of grape juice is, situation where it cannot ferment. The Maiso, after it's brought down that way, numerous Sfarim, come along other Sfarim, either before or after Yashiv, and they discuss best in this question, is it true that our grape juice cannot ferment? If Henkin says, again, loch la Maiso cannot ferment, the loch is, and chanami, you can make a shakel. If Henkin said, but that's not true, the Matthias says, you put it open up, leaving the regular air, you wait a couple days, it will ferment. That's not true. Yan Yosef has a tshuva to the Tengurov. I used to dive in Tengurov for years. He always made kiddush on a goffin, on grape juice. And he wrote, the Papa Rav wrote to the Tengurov And Tanya Rabbi asked him, how can I make a gofen? What am I doing over here? Says, because he said, if anyone says it's not ferment, it's a toys. He is the bekiim. It's not true. The grape juice does ferment. Because ketchup is by us also. I'm saying not by us. In Hilchos Shabbos, Ayinu Ishbeis, he says, maisa does ferment. Even the Shvus Yitzchok, which in the Chelik Daldi, being down on Yashiv, says it cannot ferment. In the Sefer Bechah Shmuel, which is a son Sefer, he says, he's Mavari afterwards, that's true, they put in the sulfurites, and they did not want to ferment. But what they put in now are things that were in the Shtiyah. Therefore, what do they do now is before they bottle it, they take it out the Shmurim, and then they bottle it. And now, in Chanami, any grape juice that you're buying, if you open it, you leave it a couple of weeks, it will ferment, it will turn into wine. And the Metzius is Bizman Hazeh, what Tana Echnami does ferment. Therefore, I know there's a lot of hot people telling you cannot make a bracha or a gofen on grape juice. Maisa Swarm is Manenu say, whether to argue with Rabbi Yashiv, or even to agree with Rabbi Yashiv, the Metzius is not true. That means a certain Swarm say that's a Metzius. Supposedly, the Mekiyim who make grape juice are the ones, if you just want to test yourself, they say just leave it open, it does ferment. And therefore, they point out whether most places can disagree with Rabbi Yashiv, or even be chosh from Rabbi Yashiv, how is the maisa do ferment, and therefore you can't make a gofen. Once you pass the bishul maisa, you can't make a gofen. You can't use it for Shabbos, and you can't use it for Leilat Seder. So again, mitzad the sugya of a rupi, which is very important, one line of base. So if there are two sugyas that comes out mitzad that, number one, what's the loch of ice lollies? That's the maisa machloks among the malakdim, what's going to do with that? Number two, mitzad the sugya cannot ferment. Those who are taino, that is the sugya of a rupi, others want to disagree. The maisa loch won't make much of a difference practically. Our grapes for maisa will make a locha or bari priya gofen. On Wednesday, we'll go through base through sevav slocha.